And so, our Father, we thank you this morning. We give you all the glory, we give you all the honor. Although you deserve some of our worship, we say thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, it is only your presence that makes the difference. This morning, let your presence make difference in our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the entrance of your word give light, and let every darkness disappear in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory be to your holy name. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Faith extinguishers, by God's grace, will continue with this. So one of the gifts that we have in this kingdom that we need to guide jealously is our faith. We should not allow anything to touch our faith. Because through faith, we are saved. It is through faith we have the knowledge of Christ. It is faith that gave us salvation. So when our faith is attacked, or when our faith is being shattered, then our salvation is at stake. So we have to guide our faith jealously. We have to guide our faith with everything we have, so we should not lose our faith. Because when faith is lost, then the essence of our salvation is lost. Because everything in this kingdom stands on faith. Everything in the kingdom of God stands on our faith, on our belief in God. If that's the Bible says, we should guide our salvation with fear and trembling. In the book of Philippians chapter 2 and verse 12, say, wherefore, my beloved, as I have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now, something has happened to the TV. Okay? Let me start again. Say, wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and with trembling. So at the same time, he's telling us that we should guide our faith with fear and with trembling, because it's faith that brought us to salvation. So we should not allow anything to tamper with our faith. Romans chapter 10, verse 9, 11. Romans 10, verse 9 to 11. Romans 10, 9 to 11. La bouche katabara. He said that if thou shalt confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in the heart, that's the faith. Believe the heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Then 10 say, for with the heart man believes unto righteousness, with heart, and with mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now if that faith, if that belief is not attacked, now if that belief is not marooned, if that faith is not attacked, then how are you going to survive as a Christian? How are you going to walk with God? Because the Bible says those that must come to God must believe that he is, must believe. So faith is the essence of our Christian walk with God. So we're talking on faith extinguishers. And Pastor told us on Wednesday that faith extinguishers are things that put off the flames of your faith. Things that put off the flame of your faith. And he went ahead to say, faith extinguishers are negative internal thoughts. Faith extinguishers are negative internal thoughts, external influences, or sinful behaviors that diminish or quench a person's spiritual passion, faith, and relationship with God. Faith extinguishers are negative internal thoughts. Negative internal thoughts, that thoughts that goes on in your mind that are negative. External influences or sinful behaviors that diminish or quench a person's spiritual passion. All those things that quench spiritual passion, faith, and relationship with God. This is what we call faith insecurities. And God gave us some of these insecurities. Number one, Pastor said, he gave us sin. Two, worry, fear. Then three, bad company. Four, historical report. Five, unforgiveness. And six, laziness. And I want to continue on unforgiveness. Unforgiveness and bitterness. Unforgiveness and bitterness, these are vices. And it's a poison that ruins the life and health of someone. I'm going to come again. Unforgiveness or bitterness are vices. And it's a poison that ruins the life and health of someone. So what I'm trying to say is that when you refuse to forgive, because unforgiveness is a vice that quenches your faith. And when your faith is being quenched, there is no connection with you and God. Your relation with God is being tampered with. Because God, even we are relating with God from the point of forgiveness. We are coming to God because our sins have been forgiven. And so since our sins have been forgiven, we don't need to hold anyone in our heart. We don't need to hold anyone in our mind. We don't need to hold grudges against anybody. You don't need to hold any bitterness in your heart. Because all these things, unforgiveness, bitterness, is something, I would like to put it now, is a poison. It's a poison that will ruin our body system. It's a poison that deter all. It's a poison that affects, yes, our relationship with God. I want to say something to you this morning. Offenses will come. There is no how offenses will not come. Have it in your mind. And because David knew that Jesus told us that offenses will come, he will make sure that offenses come. He will bring offenses to your path. And if care is not taken, you will take the offenses. And before you knew it, you derail from the faith that holds you to God. You will derive from the love that holds you to God. And you will not be able to come boldly. You will not be able to go boldly into God's presence. That's why you need to be very, very careful not to allow this thing to quench our faith. Offenses must surely come. Some of us say, I don't take mess. But you have forgotten that in one way or the other, in the journey of life, you have offended someone. And when someone offends you, not take it to your heart. I can't take this. This that they don't know me. They know who I am. No. So as a believer, have it in mind that offense must surely come. Colossians 3 and verse 13. Colossians 3, 13. So no matter how grievous the offense is, we are commanded to forgive. So forgiveness is a command from the Most High God. And we believers, we must know, we must adhere to the commandment of God. Colossians 3:13 says, forbear one another and forgive you one another. So if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgive you, so also do ye. So there's no any other way than to want to forgive. Forbear anyone another. So we have to bear. Let's bear each other. Bear each other weaknesses. There is no perfect person. So bear each other fault. And forgive one another is the commandment. So if any man have a quarrel against any, so there is no one offense will not come in a place of work. Even husbands to wife, parents, children, there's no how offense will not come. But when it comes, make up your mind to forgive. Be intentional about your Christian journey. Because there should be no separation between you and your Father. Because when there is a separation, you might not be under the coverage of God 100%. So, devil is using unforgiveness to really haunt the Christian. You just have to let go. Make up your mind. So don't, at times you are the one that you are not at fault. Yeah, you're not at fault. But don't wait for that person to come. Make your mind to amen. God, the best. This is what you have done. This is what you have done. Make up your mind to what? To amend ways. Don't hold it to your heart. I have made up my mind. I will not hold anybody to my heart. Because all forgiveness in Jesus as believers, I'm telling you the fact, it does a lot of things. It injures us. So you don't allow, you don't hold it to your heart. Some people will say, the pastor said on Wednesday, we will not say to you until we get to heaven. Who tell you we get to heaven? Who tells you that? When the Bible says, no liar, no sin, no sin in heaven, no sinner will enter the kingdom of God. So we should not hold grudges. Tell someone, we should not hold grudges. Say, let go anyone that has offended you. So please don't hold any grudges into your heart. Say, tell him it's a poison. Say it's unforgiveness is a poison. Ephesians 4:32. It says, and be kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake had forgiven you. The Bible says, when we are yet sinners, Christ died for us. He died for the ungodly. So as believers, we must stand on the point of Jesus Christ. What is doing to others, we should do to, what Jesus has done to us, we should do it to others. He said, I'm being kind one to another. It takes kindness to forgive. It takes kindness to let go. It takes kindness never to hold grudges in your heart. He said, I'm being kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, heart forgiving you. We have been forgiven, so we have to forgive, we have to let go. Some of us will say, because my parents did this, I will not let go. No. I know some of us have bad experiences. Some people have been raped. Some people have been disfigured by their parents, maybe by their father, by their uncles, and they're holding to their heart. Yes, you have been offended. Yes, you have been wounded. You have been injured. Emotionally, you have been affected. But at the same time, you have to learn to forgive. Because if you don't forgive, God will not forgive you. And when we are saying unforgiveness, you are taking poison. You are expecting the other person to die. It's not possible. Because when you refuse to forgive, your health is being attacked and you are dying gradually. Because that you will not be happy. Joy will be far from you. The life will be strangled away from you. That is why you have to learn forgiveness. Forgiveness is key in this kingdom. You want to walk with God, you must learn to forgive. In our place of work, some bosses are so ogred, the way they talk. But you don't have another choice than to just want to forgive. Because Christ have commanded us to forgive. And I pray the Lord will help us to have the heart of forgiveness in the mighty name of Jesus. So when we refuse to forgive, it hinders our relationship with God. You'll not be able to commune with God. So we should get our fellowship. I'm telling you, our communion with God must be guided with jealous. You must guide it jealously. Don't allow anything not to tamper with that fellowship. Because being in God's presence is key. Don't allow anything to take away that fellowship from God. Don't allow anything to take away your love away from God. Don't allow anything. Don't allow anything to quench you. Because when your faith is quenched, you will not get anything. Hebrews 11 and verse 6. Let's go to that place. Hebrews 11 verse 6. Hebrews 11 verse 6 said, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So because when your faith is being attacked, then how are you going to please God? When your faith is being attacked, then how are you going to be blessed? Because everything is being received through faith, through belief. He that must come to God must believe that he is. So then when that faith is attacked, then how are you going to be blessed? How are you going to receive the promises from the Most High God? How are you going to be covered? How are you going to be protected? So don't allow your faith to be quenched. Unforgiveness is a poison that destroys our relationship with God. And if you refuse to forgive, you'll never be forgiven. And unforgiveness opens doors for demonic attack. The Bible says, he that breaks the edge, the serpent will bite. So when you allow unforgiveness, you have opened your heart for demonic possession, because bitterness will be in your heart. Because joy is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. So when there is no joy in your heart, what next? When the Holy Spirit is not in your heart, what next? Then you have no, the energy in your heart is attracting demonic oppression. Because where there is bitterness, you see Satan. And where there is bitterness, there is envy. When envy follows, lies. When lies follow, a lot of things follows. And you see then they knock a ball in your heart. And it'll be very hard for you to do or to communicate with God. Have you ever seen that when you hold grudges, you'll be able to talk to God? As you want to go and pray, it is that you just be seeing the picture of what that person has done. See the way he talks to me. See the way she addresses me. See the way she did this. And that you, before you know it, time is gone. And you'll not be able to connect to your God. That is why it's good to have the heart. Just be intentional about your journey. Intentional about your heart. No matter what the case may be, I'm going to forgive. Even though I am not wrong. Even though I am right. Because we should not take that relationship. We should not joke with it. I don't know. If you lose God's presence, we don't know. You will not be happy if you have been enjoying God's presence. Let me say, you have been enjoying God's presence. And with this second, you are out of His presence. Oh my God. It will be like hell. Yes, it will be like, that's why you have to be conscious. You have to be intentional about passion. Passionate about God's presence. Passionate about your fellowship with the Most High God. And it has been said, medical, okay, research said 61% of unforgiveness is traced. I mean, yes, people that are affected with cancers, yes, it's traced to unforgiveness, 61%. And when you are angry, when you are bitter, when you refuse to forgive, that's kind of adrenaline you excrete from your body that destroy your immune system. So health-wise, you are killing yourself. That is why you see that a majority of cancer patients is being treated to unforgiveness, to bitterness, and anger. 61% out of 100%. So when you are bitter against someone, you refuse to forgive, you carry it for a long time, it secretes an adrenaline that destroy the natural immune system in your body. It's weakness. So before you know it, cancer starts to develop in your body. That's why you need to do what? To not to hold grudge, not to allow unforgiveness to be in your heart. May God help us in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. We will see from here that when we refuse to forgive, it affects our health. It affects our body. And the adrenaline that the unforgiveness take in our body is called, I'm not a medical person, but let me just see where I wrote it. Cortisol. Yeah? Okay. Who's a medical person? Cortisol. Yes. That is what this is in our body. And this one destroys what is defending sickness from being attacking our body. So it destroys our immune system. That's why you need to be very conscious, not only even spiritually, physically. We have to be careful. We have to be conscious about our life. We have to be intentional about relationships. Don't say things we see in heaven. Some people though are undergoing a lot of emotional problem because they refuse to forgive. When you refuse to forgive, the person that offended you has gone, has moved ahead. The person is enjoying his or her own life. It doesn't even know that you are not something in your heart, and you are dying gradually. That person is rejoicing, saying, "Oh, God, thank you, Jesus." You know, and you are saying, "You are doing yourself the worst." So to be of a wisdom for you and I never to allow bitterness. Not that offenses will not come. But at the same time, make up your mind, I will always forgive. Jesus Christ, if anyone offends you 70 times, how much times? Forgive. That is 490 times. Forgive. A day, that's per day. So there is blank check for forgiveness per day. So 490 times 365 days. Haba. Praise God. I'm telling you, Christianity is a way of life. It's practical. In this kingdom, we will practicalize it. It might be difficult, but be intentional. We are spiritual beings. God has given us the grace to overcome a lot of things. Tell someone, let go. Say, release that brother. Release that sister. Say, that brother served you at breakfast. Release him.
Yes.
That sister that served you breakfast. Release her. That boss that refused to pay you salary as at 20. Release him. Release her. Release. I'm telling you the fact. Let's release so that, you know, you're free. You'll be light. Don't carry luggages. Don't carry bad things that you're not supposed to carry. Drop everything at the feet of Jesus. He cares for you. He loves you more than what you put in your heart. I'm telling you the fact. When you focus on Jesus' love, you will let go. You let go. What is that thing? You let go. You have to let go. You have to. We don't have another choice. I have to let go. I've made up my mind. I have to let go. I have to let go. Some husbands and wives, I'm telling you, oh God, that is why we have to be intentional about your relationship, husbands and wife. Please, brothers and sisters, be intentional about relationship. Don't offend your wife. No, we sisters, we are too emotional. And guys are logical. When they tell you sorry, better take their sorry. Don't say sit when you say sorry. That's not even no, that's our God. That's their composition. Yes, sisterly speaking. So we are emotional. Take them as who they are. You have to understand the composition of your brother and composition of your sister. Same brothers too. Understand the composition of your sister. It's only this thing you want me to be saying sorry to you. Only this thing. No, now. That's not so God made us. It's not be our fault. Yes. Because this thing happens mostly in marriages, in relationships, and even some. I've seen a case whereby a woman died, you know, with burden heart, with every heart. That's why I pray that the Lord, I pray you make it to heaven in Jesus' name. Because when you keep it in your heart and Jesus comes, death comes, hellfire straight. Then what is the essence of my being born again? No. Whatever that will allow me to make it to heaven, Holy Ghost, take it. No, I won't. May God help us in Jesus' name. Can you talk to God, Lord, Father, Lord, and let go every offense? The one in my consciousness, now, Father, let go. I forgive. I forgive, Lord. I receive grace. I take conscious effort concerning my relationship with you. I take conscious effort to let go. I forgive everyone. Some of you could be our parents. You could be our brothers and sisters. Say, Lord, if I let go. Mention the name of that person. Now, Holy Spirit, help me. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. I'm praying now. Lord, help me. Help me, Lord. I let go. And I receive grace, Lord, to let go at all times in the name of Jesus. I am intentional about my life and destiny. I don't want to be the one that will ruin my body system because of anger, because of bitterness and unforgiveness. I receive grace to forgive in the name of Jesus. I take conscious effort to do this. Holy Spirit, help me. Talk to God. Help me, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.